Our guest today is Dr. Stephen Erkin, MD. Dr. Erkin is a board-certified ophthalmologist and an Atlanta native. He graduated magna cum laude from Duke University and then received his medical degree from Emory University, where he was inducted into the National Medical Honor Society, AOA. After an internship year at Harbor UCLA Medical Center, Dr. Erkin completed his ophthalmology residency at Emory University, where he served as chief resident. Dr. Erkin then completed an extra year of training in the medical and surgical management of glaucoma at the Dean McGee Eye Center in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. After several years in private practice, both in the Atlanta area and in Tucson, Arizona, he joined the staff of the Atlanta VA in 2000. Since then, he has dedicated his efforts to teaching the Emory ophthalmology residents. Three times he has been named by the residents as the Emory Eye Center Teacher of the Year. Dr. Erkin has been Chief of Ophthalmology at the Atlanta VA since January of 2010. Dr. Erkin's interests include cataract surgery, medical and surgical management of glaucoma, and anterior segment laser treatments. Nationally, Dr. Erkin serves as an examiner for the American Board of Ophthalmology. He is an invited instructor at the annual Massachusetts Eye and Ear Cataract Teaching Course. He is a member of the American Academy of Ophthalmology and the Association of Veterans Affairs Ophthalmologists. Our thanks to Dr. Erkin for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's begin by having you describe the programs and services that you are involved with at the Atlanta VA.
The Atlanta VA is, if not the busiest, one of the busiest ophthalmology clinics and services in the country in, as far as VA hospitals. Just this past year alone, we had over 45,000 visits. We performed over 1,200 major operating room eye cases and over 2,000 eye procedures in our clinic. We do the full spectrum of eye care at the Atlanta VA. That goes from simple eye exams for patients that just want a pair of glasses all the way through complex eye surgeries and handling very complex ocular conditions. We have multiple programs within the umbrella of the eye clinic. That includes the advanced low vision services, which underneath that has low vision therapists, blind rehabilitation, outpatient specialists, orientation and mobility specialists, and VIST coordinator, who is the visually impaired service team member. Also under our umbrella, we have a busy optical shop. We were responsible for 19,000 pairs of glasses this past year. We have a very robust diabetic teleretinal screening program to screen electronically through telemedicine diabetic patients for retinal diseases. We also perform compensation and pension eye exams, do eye exams for traumatic brain injury veterans, and have a busy teaching and training program at our facility.
Sound very busy to me. I have a curiosity, and I hope you would help clear this up for me and perhaps some of our listeners. There are several disciplines involved with eye care. I, of course, visit an optometrist. I've heard of an oculist. And you are an ophthalmologist. Could you shed some light on those?
Certainly, yeah. The terms are very confusing. We didn't do anyone any favor by making them all very similar. Ophthalmologists are the providers of eye care that go to medical school and perform the lasers and surgeries and injections inside the eye. The optometrists have a different track of training, and they are involved more with primary eye care, so refraction to determine the state of someone's glasses needs and basic eye care that doesn't involve the surgery and laser and more advanced care. Optician is someone you would visit at an optical shop who would help fit you for glasses and make measurements for what type of frames and glasses you would need. And then an oculist is someone that actually will create and paint a false eye for patients that have lost their eye for whatever reason.
Thanks for that enlightenment. I'm sure that's helpful for many of us. Would you share with us what are some of the typical eye conditions that patients exhibit when they present themselves for your services?
The most common surgery performed, which is the most common in the United States, is cataract surgery. Cataracts are a cloudiness of the lens of the eye that develops naturally as the eye ages. And as most ophthalmologists and ophthalmology clinics, we perform a great deal number of cataract surgeries. The other common conditions we see are a diabetic retinopathy, and the diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of blindness in the United States. Diabetes, as most of us know, affects small blood vessels in the body, and the retina or inner lining of the eye is one area we can actually see the small blood vessels. And in patients that suffer from diabetic retinopathy, they develop leaky blood vessels that cause swelling in the retina and can affect their central vision, and also develop new blood vessels. And these new blood vessels are fragile and can break and bleed inside the eye, which can lead to permanent damage to the retina. Another condition we see is glaucoma. Glaucoma is a disease typically thought of as high eye pressure, which leads to damage to the optic nerve. The optic nerve is the main nerve that connects the eye to the brain, and the brain is really what lets us see, and the eye just sends the messages. In glaucoma, over a long period of time, typically, there is damage to that optic nerve. The problem with glaucoma is it can be a silent thief of vision. At first, there's a loss of peripheral or side vision, which most patients won't notice. And it's not till the disease is very advanced that the center vision is impacted, and that's when patients would notice a decline in their vision. One other condition that we see very commonly, especially in our aging population, is macular degeneration. The macula is the center or bullseye of the retina. In macular degeneration, there is an aging change to the tissues of the choroid, which is the layer below the retina and the retina. This leads to loss of photoreceptors, and that loss translates into a decline in vision. There's a small percent of macular degeneration patients that actually get what is called the wet form of macular degeneration, where new blood vessels grow under the retina. And this can cause a more devastating loss of vision. So in summary, the conditions that we see and we really focus on are diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and macular degeneration.
You mentioned the macular degeneration as being associated with aging. Is there any preventative measures that an individual could take to try to help prevent that onset?
Yes. In addition to aging, the other risk factors are smoking, family history, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Most of us can't change our family history. So the smoking cessation, stopping smoking, is probably the most important thing that patients who are diagnosed with macular degeneration can do. There have been studies, the age-related eye disease study that looked at vitamins, and for patients with a certain characterization of their macular degeneration, the ARADS vitamin formulation, which is vitamin E and vitamin C and zinc, that formulation did show a slowing or a prevention of progression compared to patients that didn't take the vitamins. So, you know, in summary, the smoking, the vitamins for a certain subset of macular degeneration patients, eating a healthy diet, typically green leafy vegetables, which contain those vitamins, have been shown to be the best preventative measures.
Thank you. I'm sure that will be helpful to many of our listeners. Now, you mentioned the services that you provide. Where exactly are these available to eligible recipients?
Our services are at the main VA hospital in Decatur. Our main clinic is there. Our laser facility, our operating rooms are all located at the main clinic. In addition, that is where our advanced low vision services are, is located. So our low vision therapists see patients in our clinic. Our VIST coordinator is in our clinic. The orientation and mobility specialist meets patients at our clinic, and then we'll take the veterans out Claremont Road or wherever they need to go to learn how to ambulate on the street and such. Our BROS coordinator will go out to the veteran's home so she can meet veterans at our facility. We have a kitchen set up there to do some training of household duties at our facility, and then she can set up appointments and go to the veteran's home to continue to help them in their own environment.
And is BROS an acronym for?
Blind Rehabilitation Outpatient Specialist.
All right, thank you. Is there a cost for veterans to access these services?
The veterans, like all veterans, regardless of whether they're coming for the eye clinic or other clinics, are evaluated by the VA intake, and it's based on the veteran's income. So there can be a cost based on how they're evaluated and rated when they register at the VA. So that's all taken care of at a separate kind of business office.
Why would you say it's important for veterans to connect to your services there?
Well, I think for a couple reasons. One, for the reason of prevention of eye disease or prevention of progression of eye disease. Many of the entities I discussed can be limited in their severity if we are able to catch them at an early stage, specifically glaucoma and diabetic retinopathy. If we can catch them at an early stage, there are treatments. They may not be cures, but there are treatments that can limit the severity of visual loss. The other reason is that the services that we provide can really alter the veteran's quality of life. The advanced low vision team has done wonders with veterans with all different levels of visual loss. And we have veterans who seem to have no hope as far as keeping some of their independence. But after working with our team, they regain that independence and regain enjoyment of a lot of the activities that they once had so much enjoyment with.
Well, that leads me to the next question I have for you. Do you have a success story or tell us about someone who has benefited specifically from your programs there?
Well, there are so many. I guess one that stands out is a gentleman who was a World War II vet and suffered from severe macular degeneration. His son is a sports writer for the newspaper in Dallas, Texas. And, of course, the veteran resided here in the Atlanta area. And when his disease, his macular degeneration, reached a certain level several years ago, he lost the ability to read his son's articles, which, of course, he got so much enjoyment out of. He came to us, and we, of course, were caring for him in the main eye clinic. But the main benefit at this point for him was being instilled into our low vision team. He worked with our low vision therapists and found that a CCTV or closed circuit television was beneficial to him to help him read. We were able to get CCTV for him at his apartment, and the therapist and our BROS specialist worked with him multiple times at his home. And within a short period of time, he was again able to enjoy reading and read his son's sports articles and such. So that was very rewarding for him and for our team.
Yeah, that is encouraging. What words of encouragement can you provide to veterans that will engage them in wanting to participate in your program and services?
I think it's we have a fear of the unknown, but sometimes the unknown is actually there's a positive behind that door. And I can't in a short period of time, and I don't have the oratory skills to describe everything we do. But if the veterans came and worked with our team, I think each individual would find something, a gem there that would help them, that would provide some rewarding experience in their life. So I think that's the encouraging thing is, I'm not talented enough to describe it all, but there are resources there to help veterans with all different eye conditions and all different levels of visual impairment.
Okay, for those who are interested, how can they get in touch with you and your program?
The main VA number to apply for health care at the VA is 404-321-6111, extension 6552. Our eye clinic is the same main number, 404-321-6111, and we're extension 6660. And our low vision team can be reached at that extension or also extension 7422.
Dr. Erkin, are there any additional comments that you'd like to share with us today?
I just want to thank you again for having me here. My team at the VA have dedicated their careers and their lives to helping folks with eye problems. And we appreciate your services and what you do for not only the veterans, but for all patients with visual impairment and blindness.
Well, thank you for coming. Our guest today has been Dr. Stephen Erkin, board-certified ophthalmologist at the Atlanta VA. Thank you again for your assistance.
Thank you.